Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, in this clip there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
I was reading this morning that due to the teaser coming out, the stock of Disney is now worth an extra $2 billion.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? Jesus. What source? TheForce.net? Like, what's your sources?
I think it was on Forbes. Is that good enough?
Mm. That's good enough.
It's that or both spies who died to bring you that information.
There's no Bloomberg, but all right.
Forbes. That's a lot of money for, yeah, for
that's
the
a lot of market capitalization
trailer.
For a trailer.
That's a sweet way to get back your $4 billion that you spent.
Yeah. Oh, you spent $4 billion on...
Disney did, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
That seems cheap.
For Star Wars?
We should have all chipped in.
Yeah, I really think we could have started a possible campaign.
No. Then you get everyone thinking as stakeholders and everyone contributing ideas. Everyone just shut up. Let J.J.
Abrams do this. Yeah, because no one in Star Wars fandom does that already.
Yeah. Too intense. Speaking of that, so...
Oh, God.
So you've been dreading this moment for a year now, ever since I called you out on it. You've refused to have it on your podcast because you're too scared I'll confront you with this. But let's get this on open. Yeah, let's get this on open here. Steel Saunders, before the movie, before what episode is the new one?
Seven.
Before seven. What's it called? Force Awakens. Yep. Before Force Awakens was announced, okay? What did you, Steel Saunders, feel about the expanded universe? Tell the people.
It went on a bit long.
What?
The expanded universe went on a bit long.
Yeah, too far.
Expanded the universe expanded too far.
Smaller universe.
So you don't like the expanded universe at all?
I thought some of it was good. The Timothy Zahn books were good, and a lot of the books, okay, like the one-shot books, were good. But
okay. At its core, you just hate all that shit.
No, this is you. I don't know what this is.
No, Ben, please clarify. Clarify your stance on the expanded universe before the movie got announced. Because I feel that you can't be a real Star Wars nerd unless you actually know the expanded universe. That's what I'm saying. Does anyone else agree? No. You don't need to. So you guys are not EU fans?
No. I'm an EU fan. I read the books all through high school.
No, but it's not about whether you like it. It's that this is what it is.
Oh, me and Steel almost came to blows before making up and aggressively making love.
Yeah.
So I just feel like you hate it. That thing is part of the story. It's like reading has anyone actually read Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
I read through. I was hating every page. I still finished it. Because it's part of the story. I was like, fuck, there's a song. Another song. What's the melody for? I didn't even know the melody. I gotta read the lyrics now. Stupid elves with their goddamn, and every blade of grass being described as hate.
Oh my god, that's when I had to stop because this was not an exaggeration, he spent half a page describing a rock, and I went, I'm out. I'm fucking out.
I hated every word of that. I still read every single
Tom
page.
Tom Bombadil?
Jesus. Fuck himself.
Fuck you, Tom.
Fuck you, Tom Bombadil.
You fucking Deus Ex Machina breaking the logic of the whole, if you're so great, why don't you go take the ring yourself, you asshole? Yeah. But,
this coming from the man that thinks I've got anger management issues.
You do have anger management issues. You do.
What about you?
No, I do, but that's not the, like, I admit I have anger management problems, but you don't. You always go, I'm a happy-go-lucky guy.
Dude, no, I don't.
You're angry, dude. Just, I never actually heard you admit it. Admit that you have anger management problems. Just admit it. It's okay to have anger management problems. Just say, I have anger management problems. That's the first step. Just admit it.
I do right now.
Yeah. See? Just evasive. Always kind of joking about it. I don't have anger management problems. And then
that's a ripping impression of me.
Oh my god.
And then it fucking rears its ugly head, and then we all have to deal with it.
This is Ronnie Chang being Dr. Phil, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we're really devolving from Star Wars here. But how much can you talk about this trailer? What are we gonna talk about? It's like what, 90 seconds? How long is the trailer? What was it, 3 minutes?
It's like 1 minute, 72 seconds.
Yeah, what are we gonna talk about? We're gonna break down every second. The first second was sand, and then this guy drove across the sand. There was a Galactic Empire's ship crashed.
I'm pretty sure it was a girl. Riding.
A girl riding across.
I have a question about the Galactic Empire ship crashed in the
sand.
What
was it? A destroyer?
It's called a Star Destroyer, yes.
A Star Destroyer, okay.
Yes. So that's Tatooine that she's on there?
No, it's not.
Right, because I was going to say, I didn't understand when there was a fight over Tatooine.
Well, that's what we mused, that I was saying, I don't think it's going to be Tatooine.
Yeah.
Because why would they have a giant battle out there?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, that... Someone invaded Dandenong or something.
So basically, it's not Tatooine, but they wanted to invent a whole new exciting Star Wars planet, and they made it a desert planet.
Well, no, actually, what Steele pointed out very astutely is that in the Star Wars universe, typically, there's one type of environment that covers an entire planet. City, the whole planet. Desert, the whole planet. Snow, the whole planet. Steele's like, you know what? There could be a desert on a regular planet. And you were right.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah, you so right? Was he right? Hmm? Was he right? It was just a desert on a planet?
I'm always right. Now, I don't know if it's... It could be a whole planet. I don't know. Okay. But it's called Jakku.
Jakku.
Yeah, and...
There's several Jakkus. So there's Jakku A and Jakku Z.
Amazing.
Amazing!
You are so happy with that.
Are you happy I kept talking now, hey, Steele?
Man, I hope you put your head underwater in there and your hair gets caught in one of the things. And
it's not quite anger management issues there, just violence.
Just death threats.
So is any of that featured in the expanded universe? Does anybody care?
No, it's not. It's actually featured in the new canon.
It is kind of going to be in the expanded universe because there's going to be a new level in the new Star Wars Battlefront game where you actually play the Battle of Jakku, where you actually see those ships crash and you get to participate in that. They're trying to create a new EU.
Okay, so is the old EU going to keep expanding or they stopped it?
And now,
it stopped.
Oh, they stopped it. Okay, fuck it now. And then let's go back in.
Yeah.
All right. That's so lame.
it's like a shitty dad going, you know what? Those kids I had with their first wife doesn't exist. I'm just going to start a new family.
Yeah.
It does feel weird to just pretend it didn't happen, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I only read, I'm not sure if I spoke to you about this already, I only read one other book from the Expanded Universe, and it was this shitty book that came along with this card game that I got after they released The Phantom Menace.
But just saying it was a shitty book, that narrows it down.
And it was about...
See, there you go.
See?
Right there. Right there, you hate the Expanded Universe. Just tell them you hate the Expanded Universe. Say you don't believe in the Expanded Universe. I just want you to say it. Just say it. It's fine. Just say you don't like the Expanded
Every
Universe.
Every time you say that you don't believe in the Expanded Universe, an Ewok dies, right? Oh. I believe in the Expanded Universe. Yeah. I believe. Bring them back to life. Anyway, this shitty book, I don't think it's a canon book. It's about... Did anybody else read this? It was about Qui-Gon training Obi-Wan when Obi-Wan was younger. And he had to buy him a present. Like, when they got to a certain age, all the masters had to buy their Padawan a present. And Qui-Gon Jinn bought...
A hair braiding set.
It was a hair braiding set. He got that earlier. No, he bought them this little pebble, this shitty pebble off a planet. And Obi-Wan was like, what the fuck? But then he had his memory wiped and he held onto the pebble and all of his memories came back.
Yeah, that's the best gift
ever. All right, that's it. I'm going to say I fucking hate the Expanded Universe.
What? What? That was literally the pebble that broke the camera. Because you... Because you've been enduring that bullshit for close to, 20 years now. You've always taken it like a champ, and then that one pebble thing, you're like, fuck this shit.
Oh my God, that pebble, that... That sounds horrible.
You know, it's not a pebble. It's a small round thing that Qui-Gon gave him to make him lose his memories. That's Rohypnol.
Yeah. could have been a kidney stone that he passed and he just imbued it with force through.
It was a pebble. I read it, all right? It was year 7.
Oh, yeah, then I spent so much time reading the expanded universe, not the books, but the Wikipedia pages, just to figure out what was going on, right? All that unifying force. There is no light side, no dark side, and then... And then Han Solo's kids become awesome Jedis, and one goes to the dark side. I don't even know what's for. And then Luke's hand gets chopped off. Someone uses it to clone another Luke, and then the Emperor gets cloned into some other dude. I don't know.
And then Tom Bombadil's there. Yeah, it's like, fuck!
Yeah. Tom shows up. Yeah. Yeah. So, what were you saying about the ships crashing? You said the star, whatever, the Enterprise crashing in the sand. What do you say?
Yeah, Vader had to eject the saucer section before he crashed.
No, yeah, so that battle, apparently, from what I've read over the weekend, and it's going to be in the Battlefront show, game, I should say. I said show instead of game, and this dude's just like, you have lost all credibility. I think he put his hand on his forehead and just went, silly podcast host.
I think you lost all credibility when you didn't want to believe in the expanded universe. For me, that's... How big a nerd can you be if you don't follow the expanded universe? That's what nerding is about. It's nerding on the little details and all that backstory and all the stupid bullshit that happens in between episodes. That's what nerding is about. Anyone can nerd on movies. You don't really need effort to nerd on movies. You just need to do this. You just need to watch it. That's all you need to do. To nerd on Star Wars, you have to fucking research.
You watch films like Fonzie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they crash. I'm just ignoring you. That battle happened apparently just after the Endor battle.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's all going to... The game's going to like go around that, which is super cool.
It's going to be great, but I mean...
He also doesn't believe in Star Wars games.
Oh, no. I do. I just don't have time.
You don't like the games. You don't like the story that happens in the games.
No, why are you making...
No, then clarify your view. You refuse to clarify your view. Clarify it. Clarify it.
You're like... It's like you're Richard Dawkins of Star Wars and you're a fundamentalist.
Tell us what you believe in. Tell us.
You are the Herald Sun of Star Wars podcasting.
Why?
Why? Because inflamed headlines.
Because I gave myself 5 stars. So what do you feel about the Knights of the Old Republic?
Oh,
yes
so
or no?
Good.
Yes or no? Knights of the Old Republic. You don't even know. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Ronnie is standing up and advancing
above me. You don't even know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Don't let me talk.
I mentioned that the new bad guy's armor looked like Darth Revan's in the
and
trailer.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
He didn't know what I was talking about.
Still, so I don't know what you're talking about either, okay? So I only played one game. I played one on the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, but you don't have a podcast.
Tegan is now looking at Ronnie in fear.
For everybody at home, Ronnie's just really physically, like, she's pretty angry right now.
No, but you don't have a podcast talking about Star Wars. So do you know about the Knights of the Old Republic?
I know that it exists.
Okay, do you know what happens?
I've watched the little cinematic teaser for it.
Do you know what happens in the game?
The Knights.
Say it. Just say no. Just say it. Why? Knights of the Old Republic.
No, I don't know, Ronnie.
Finally, I've been trying to nail this guy for months.
Yeah, I did the other day, actually.
Ronnie, seriously, will text me like at 3 a.m. Just the text will just be in capital letters. EU. So I go, here I got a text, wake up and look at it and it's like, oh God.
Yeah, I've been trying to break you for months now, okay?
Just trying to prove in subtle ways. Hey, Steele, what's cortosis? Nothing. Does anyone here know what cortosis is?
What's cortosis?
It's a metal that's resistant to lightsabers. I'll show myself out. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. And then they expand the universe. They have those aliens, which are biological.
Salamarian.
And then they kill 50 billion people.
Yeah, great.
Grand Admiral Thrawn got it. See? Bit of EU knowledge for you.
Who's that?
Grand Admiral Thrawn. You don't even know?
I don't know.
You don't know! You don't know! Say it! Say it!
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com /steelwars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.